Rolling.
I love technology, Greg.
I love Gregnology. Not as much as you see. I love Gregnology. Do you know that movie's 10 years old now?
I know.
Weird.
Totally weird.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Napoleon Dynamite.
My sister posted on Facebook the other day, maybe that was last night, that Napoleon Dynamite is 10 years old.
It's crazy.
And I thought to myself, there's no way that can be 10 years old. But then I thought about where I was the first time I saw it, and I was in San Antonio, and I was like, damn! That's one of the greatest movies ever made.
The movie I didn't get the first time, loved it the second time.
I was the same way. I paid to see it in the theater.
And you were kind of like, what is this?
Like, what is happening with this movie? And, there were a few moments where I lolled.
Mm-hmm.
But there were, like, for the most part, I just sat there with a weird face. Just
I love
thinking,
that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of that movie.
That's what makes that movie great. You go back and you watch you watch it again and you pick up on all of the little bitty jokes.
That was, like, I laughed the first time I saw that, and I laughed even harder the second time I saw that.
It's like when Uncle Rico backs over the bowl.
Yeah. And then just drives away.
Yeah. Oh, he was a great character.
Oh, that whole movie was great.
Napoleon gets hit in the face with a piece of meat.
Yeah, he kind of, and the way he throws it is bizarre because he kind of whips it, like he sidearms it.
And then he's running away.
Bet you I could throw pigskin over the mountains.
Those football over the mountains over there.
Yeah.
Then he gets in the fight with Uncle Rico and he's running off through the field and he jumps over the fence and his foot gets caught and he just eats it. It's so great, man.
It's a great movie.
There's so many little things about it.
But, Greg.
Tell this one got in an onion patch.
Greg. We have big, huge news.
Yeah.
Big, huge, colossal news.
That's what I hear.
So, I've been talking about this for a long time. It's been a plan of mine almost since the inception of the Greg and Greg Show.
What level of dream was it?
It was definitely second level.
Okay. Because
the first level was Greg and Greg Show.
Okay.
Second level is this. Third level is where we're on.
That's where the buildings start to collapse.
The buildings start collapsing.
Different ways. Okay.
Well, it's also where that snow fortress is, and that was the freaking coolest thing ever.
Right.
So, along with Rico and my friend Ken of the 13th Floor Music, we are going to have on Fridays live music and interviews with bands. They're going to come in, hang out with Greg and I. We're going to chat it up. They'll play two songs, maybe three, and it will be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The show needs a new element, and that's a different element. And it's one of the things that I did a lot of when I lived in San Antonio. I would I was around bands all the time, and I loved it. And so, you know, being the off the air guy now and behind the scenes and the affiliate relations director and all that kind of stuff, I don't get to really be around the bands and do the local thing all that much. So I'm pretty excited about hanging with some bands.
So the good news is I'm doing that for you.
Do you think that they're going to understand my humor? Are bands too cool to understand dumb humor like me? At a time, back in San Antonio, in the San Antonio days, they got it because I was right in the thick of it. But I'm just worried that these guys are going to come in and
be
way too cool for me.
Out of touch.
Yeah.
You're out of touch.
Wow.
You're out of touch.
Wow.
Well, either way, no matter how they react to your humor, it'll probably be great.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or they don't like it.
So the first band that we have lined up is a band called Dovetail.
Dovetail.
And they're a Dallas outfit.
They'll be in, which is great for I guess us, but
it is great for us.
I mean,
it will be great for them too.
It'll be great for they get to speak to us.
We are the biggest radio show that's not on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they get to be a part of it.
Size wise, not necessarily like
I was talking about
talent wise.
I was talking about under my pants.
Yeah, we are huge under our pants.
Yeah.
interesting because when I moved to Dallas, I didn't think much of the music scene in Dallas.
There's a huge music scene. Texas has lots of really cool music.
Texas is bigger alone than Europe is.
Right.
Like, in general, it's huge. Mm-hmm. It's colossal. Mm-hmm. And, but, like, living outside of Texas, when you think Texas, you think music, you think country or Austin.
Right. Right.
You don't really go, Dallas has got a music scene. And when I moved here almost exactly 2 years on the date, we had 10 days away from me, my 2 year anniversary in Texas.
How about that?
But, like, you, I didn't think Dallas was going to have, like, a cool music scene beyond country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been shocked to find it's great.
Yeah, there's an ad that's running that I think is genius.
Is it the Texas Connexus?
No, that's NBC5, Texas Connexus. That thing gets stuck in my head, and I
Texas
can't.
Texas Connexus!
When you want your news and you want it on time, you go to NBC5. NBC5, Texas
and then
Connexus.
The ad is them taking selfies.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's just
weird
a bunch
ad.
Of the news anchors like, hey, look how much fun we're having
over here.
Connecting
us with Texas.
We're at the,
us.
I'm
Tectus.
At the weather desk, and I'm having so much fun predicting weather. No, but there's an ad that runs, for some reason you see it in Texas, and that doesn't make any sense to me, but it's the Texas Travel Commission, and they're trying to get people here, but they show all these different live music venues and scenes and things that are going on.
Yeah.
And the voiceover basically says, Texas, it's not all country music, it's music country.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're showing like a Dave Grohl looking type dude who's just wailing out probably down at Stubbs in Austin. And, you know, then there's a couple of country artists here and there within the shoot. But then there's like pop star looking people. And, you know, there's a lot of diversity in that. And so I think that's really cool. But, yeah, so Texas has lots of good stuff. So I'm excited to see the bands that are going to be coming through here.
Mm-hmm. And Ken really knows what he's doing, and he's got a lot of people in, like, his crew that he kind of supports and helps book them. And he's got what I think are great acts.
Mm-hmm.
And they could blow up, any of them.
Right.
Because they're that good.
Well, cool. Well, I'm excited about that.
I'm very excited.
Now, we're going to switch gears real quick.
Hit me.
This morning, I heard on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, I heard them doing a segment entitled Weird Ways to Die or
Dumb Ways to Die.
Dumb
is
Ways
what you
to
heard.
Die. And it made me think of this story that I heard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a cell phone.
I do.
How much was that cell phone?
$200. Cash.
All right. So let's just say that we lived in a remote part of Asia somewhere. We don't have a lot of running water.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing you need running water for is to
toilet.
Go one and two.
Yeah.
And sometimes three. Just on that rare
occasion. Is that lemonade? Is that the iced tea?
That's iced tea. That's right. So you need the running water for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that we don't have any of that. All right. We live in a remote part of Asia where there's no running water.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go out onto a platform that has holes in it. And you do your business through that hole into a ditch below.
Where are you? Oh, you! I heard this story. Okay.
Right?
No, continue. No. This is a good story.
So you have your in this case, you have a $200 cell phone.
Who knows how much this would have cost me in Asia?
It was $300. It was a $300 iPhone.
Okay.
And this lady goes up there to the platform, and she takes care of that unholy of businesses down into this pit. Well, in the shuffle, the $300 cell phone falls through the hole
off the
decking somehow into the pit.
Into the pit of human excrement.
Do you get the phone?
No.
Do you personally go get the phone?
No.
If you drop your phone in a regular toilet here, do you still get it?
I mean, if it's flushed, sure. If it's pee-pee water, no. It's over. It's game over for that phone.
What if it's the other stuff?
If it's doo-doo water, it's even worse. You flush it, because it's probably not going to pull the phone in.
The phone's not going to go down the hole.
Yeah, the phone's not going down the hole. Either way, you have to take the phone out.
You do. Because you don't
you
want
do
your
do.
Yes. because you don't want your phone to be sitting there because there's going to be somebody sick that's going to come along and grab it, and they have all your info. They have everything on your phone.
But
so
it's
you
like,
kind of have to get it regardless of the circumstance.
Game over for that phone.
So
I have dropped a phone in a toilet, and usually it's just done anyway because like it's fried.
Yeah.
So for it to fall into a pit of human disgustingness, I'm not going to get it.
Well, this lady has the world's best husband because he jumped in to the pit of God's awfulness, and it was knee deep. And suddenly he became overcome by the gases that are being emitted from here, and he passes out. So then, for some reason, this guy's mother was there. So she jumped in to help, and she becomes overcome by all of the gases and passes out. So at this point, people are starting to panic, and they call the equivalent of 911 or whatever. They call the police. So in the meantime, while the police are on their way, four more people jump in to try to help.
They're all over encumbered.
And they all get they all pass out from the gases. So people start throwing ropes down there. People jump in, tie a rope, and jump out instead of trying to sludge them through the nasty mess. So they tie a rope and jump out and try to pull these people out. So by the time...
This is hands down the grossest thing that might have happened in the history of the world.
So by the time that the police got there, which it took them an hour to get there,
because it's in a remote location. B, you want to take that call? I know I don't.
I'm thinking that the police played rock, paper, scissors to find out who is going to have to go deal with that awful mess.
They're sitting around. They get the call. Yeah. Hello, 911. Don't be racist. Just be you.
Yeah. My wife dropped her phone in a huge pit of doo-doo. You think you can come out here and help because people are trying to get into the pit of doo-doo and they're passing out?
Wait a minute. What's the problem again, sir?
Yeah, there's people in a pit of doo-doo and they're passing out. They're in a doo-doo pit.
How deep is the doo-doo pit?
It's knee-high.
And it's all doo-doo.
Well, there's a few other... There's some iced tea and a couple of lemonades in there.
Would you say this is a milk lemonade around the corner fudge's made situation?
You making fun of me, sir?
No, I'm trying to get a good assessment of what's going on over there.
My family members are down there in the doo-doo pit, and they're passing out.
Okay, hold on one second. Carl! Yeah, Carl. Do you want to go to a doo-doo pit? No? All right, we're going to have to... All right, we'll be there in a minute.
All right, well, hurry. So, by the time the cops got there, six people had been dragged out of this thing, and two died.
Two died!
So, there was a slight loss of life.
It's a shame. For a phone.
For a phone.
In a doo-doo pit.
I mean, leave it in the doo-doo pit, work the rest of your life, make that $300 back, and go get another phone.
Like, even if you did fish it out, your phone's never going to smell the same.
And you have to put that up to your face?
Yeah, that's constantly doo-doo in your face. Oh. And already your phone is the grossest thing you own.
Oh, my God. Give me a lifetime of flies in my eyeballs.
To change gears.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy jump off the building with a jetpack on?
No.
And it worked.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did he do this?
This was on CNN's website.
Yeah.
I don't remember where. The guy's on top of a building, jumps off, turns on jetpack. Jetpack works. It's the future, people.
Oh, man. That's so rad.
Remember watching cartoons?
Yeah.
Like watching the Jetsons? And you're like, oh, that's going to happen soon, right? Yeah. Like they had like pills that turned into chickens.
Yeah.
And cars that flew. And you're like, oh, it's 2000, whatever. We'll have that.
Yeah, that was supposed to be, I think the Jetsons was like 2005.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was 2005.
George would get off of his, get out of his little jet car and it would fold up into a briefcase and bam, he goes to a meeting.
Yeah. Well, we might need those houses that were floating? Like,
they were on sticks? Yeah, they weren't floating. They were just like 1,000 feet in the air.
Why was that?
I don't know.
Like, was the ground so, like, messed up from all the carbon emissions?
Well, maybe they thought in 2005 mm-hmm. that the entire world would just be a huge doo-doo pit.
Oh, that...
So they had to put everything way up in the air.
Yeah. So when they go poop, it goes down that tube.
Down there where all the lost cell phones are.
All, so many cell phones down
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So...
Or they just knew about, like, I don't know, global warming taking over.
Yeah,
and they're like, okay, so we probably have to build off of land.
Yeah.
Because there's none left.
Yeah.
And we're all making space lease sprockets.
It's whatever a
or
sprocket
Or Cogswell
is.
Cogs.
Ooh.
You better not work for Cogswell.
Big competition there,
man. I don't like the cog.
I always thought that the pineapple upside down cake that that Jane made was really looked really delicious, but it ended up on... Mr. Spacely's head.
Well, I remember Eep
Oop
Oop Op Ork Ah Ah.
That means I love you.
That doesn't mean I love you.
What does it mean?
It was like some other thing that Elroy knew what it actually meant.
I thought that was Ricky Rocket's song, though.
It was Ricky Rocket's song, but it was Elroy's, like, communique.
Mm.
Remember that? Like, Jane accidentally sent Elroy's letter.
That's right.
And then
so he made it into,
he
a
made
big,
it into the
Eep
Op Ork Ah Ah song.
Yeah.
And that means I love you.
Can you imagine? You're cruising down the radio, down the street, and you just flip over to your favorite CHR Top 40 station, yeah. and that's on.
Mm. Eep Op Ork Ah Ah. That means I love you. For some reason, rockabilly's big in the
Jetsons version
in
of
the Jetsons
2005.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Children of Men?
No.
Well, in that, it's placed in, like, the future from now, and Clive Owen turns on the radio, and it's just, like, this weird future music, and it's just noise. It's just straight-up noise.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, looks at the radio, and it's just playing this awful noise garbage, and he just turns it off.
Just turns it off.
Like, you could imagine this might be the future of music.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to see, like, if I could take, and this might be a funny bit, but if you take...
What?
Like... Skrillex or something like that, and you sit down with like an 80-year-old and you play it for them.
Like you play them Bangarang?
Yeah.
Bangarang. Whoop, 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 whoop.
I'd love to just sit there and get the reaction of an 80-year-old to that. And then you do the opposite. You take an 80-year-old's music from their childhood and you put that in front of
an EDM kid. 13-year-old EDM kid. You play him a little Glenn Miller.
Mm-hmm. Just watch both of their heads explode.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Who would enjoy the other's music more?
I think that the 13-year-old would enjoy the 80-year-old's music more than the 80-year-old would love the Skrillex type stuff. Because the 80-year-old...
Too
you know,
loud.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? That's not music. That's crazy.
That's insane.
I think the 13-year-old would understand.
So should we play a 13-year-old Eep Op Ork Ah Ah?
And see what they think about
see
that.
See what they think about that
be
song.
Like, oh, yeah, that's great.
That's a great tune.
Yeah.
It's like, hey... This is the new Bruno Mars. Oh, my God. We could get Bruno Mars to cover Eep Op Ork Ah Ah.
He would.
He would. He'd do it.
Let's send a note.
Hey, Bruno. We got this new love song called Eep Op Ork Ah Ah.
Do you think he would know what that is? Do you think he would get it?
He grew up the same time I did, which means he...
Okay, so he probably
saw
knows.
He probably saw the same Cartoon Network I did, because when they started, they did all, like, old Warner Brothers.
Okay.
And, like, that was Looney Tunes and... Some of it was racist, and I didn't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like I didn't know how racist it was, because I didn't pick up on these racist jokes.
Because it was all in the 60s, man.
Yeah. Like, I didn't realize, like, when somebody's face exploded and they had big lips, it was, like, a stereotype of black people. And I went, when I found that out later in life, I was like, I didn't know what that joke was.
Right.
I never knew why that was, like, a thing.
Because you wouldn't know. That's not a joke that was meant for you. It was meant for your racist parents.
Oh,
to be like, oh, ha, 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 man, racism is awesome.
Racism is awesome. Needless to say, they pulled those things.
Yeah. Oh, they'll never show those.
A lot of cartoons you can never see again.
Oh, no, man. Don't be racist, folks. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, bottom line is let's move on.
Yeah.
It's moveon.org.
All right. I've got an empty stomach I need to eat.
Me too.
We got to wrap this thing up and put it on. So don't forget, this Friday.
This Friday, Dovetail.
Dovetail
performing here. For you and us.
And us.
And they'll be chatting it up with us. They'll get to get involved in the Greg Show.
Mm-hmm.
In the zone.
Right.
Have to deal with our rando stories and bad humor.
Well, maybe they'll bring some rando stories, too. As a band, I would assume that they've probably got a few.
They've probably got some things that they have done.
It'd be awesome.
As a band.
Yeah. All right. Go check out the website, thegregandgregshow.com, and boo.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.